Hello and welcome to the Michigan Business Network. You're listening to The Leaning Edge, and I'm Deborah Leventrasser, your hostess for the next 6.5 minutes of airtime. And we have the annual conference coming up for the Michigan Lean Consortium. It is August 2nd, 3rd, and 4th in beautiful Traverse City. So today's show is going to be highlighting a lot of our speakers for the conference. So on the line with us now, we have Matt Elbin, who is the lean leader at Amway Corporation based near Grand Rapids. So Matt, thanks for being with us.
Thanks very much. Happy to be here.
So you are with Amway. So why don't you tell everybody a little bit about Amway?
Sure. Amway is the largest direct selling company in the world, and we operate in across the globe from our headquarters here in Ada, Michigan, and we sell various product lines, home care, personal care, beauty products, and durables.
So your topic for the conference is lean product development and methods to transform your innovation process. So does Amway actually develop a lot of products? Because I think a lot of people think that Amway might just manufacture or distribute products, but does Amway actually develop products?
Yeah, great question. We do, and the majority of that development happens here, just outside of Grand Rapids, in our headquarters. We have three floors of labs, and I would say over 100 scientists. We also have development in Korea and China, but the majority still happens here in Michigan.
So give us a little preview of your two-hour active learning session at the conference this year. We know it's going to be about lean product development, but give us a little preview about what that actually means and some of the topics you're going to cover.
Great. Yeah, we are planning on using that time to kind of take the participants through a little bit of Amway's journey as we identified our need, how we did some deep reflection on what was the current state, and then how we move forward with testing and experimenting with various solutions. So they'll get kind of a flavor of that, our journey, but the over half the time will be spent in an activity where we put participants through one of our workshops that we use with our product development teams, and that workshop is used to identify consumer needs. So we can always be focused on starting with consumer needs as we develop products, which sounds very simple, but sometimes we don't do that very well.
Well, sometimes you don't know what you need, right? So you need some help along the way because you can't even think of what might be possible. I mean, who would have thought that we'd have a phone in our pockets or our purses? You know, we didn't even know that we needed that technology, and here it is. So So how do you apply lean then to product development? Is it just the same as applying it to manufacturing, or are there any nuances in product development that might make it a little bit different?
Yeah, it is quite different. So that was, I think, where we had to start our journey is everyone, actually, when I was connected to this team, we kind of work on an internal consulting basis, and I was connected as the lean consultant for this team, and people were very nervous at first because they said, hey, product development isn't like manufacturing, right? It's not a repetitive process. It's not, there's a lot of variation. There's a lot of unknowns. And so as we went through that and, developed a lean mindset in our product development that takes into account the variability. So one of our biggest things that we'll talk about at the session is what a task-based approach is versus a knowledge-based approach. And our product development teams work on a knowledge-based approach versus maybe manufacturing might be a little more task-oriented where it's repetitive, same things over and over oftentimes. But we really had to change our lean thinking and approach it, understanding the variability inherent in new product development, understanding the unknowns that we have to start making known.
So then if you had to summarize in the last minute that we have here, the difference between a product development department or function that uses lean principles and lean concepts versus a product development department or function that doesn't, what would you say are the key differences?
Yeah, I think there's probably two. One is that task-based versus knowledge-based approach. And what I mean by that is in a task-based organization, you'll see product plans that have 1,000 or 1,100 line items. kind of define 2 or 3 years in advance, hey, on July 1st, 2018, we're going to launch this product. And that's just not realistic. It will limit innovation. It will increase your budget and variability. So moving to a knowledge-based approach is one thing. The other one is adopting the right thinking and behaviors. And this is where there's a great connection with lean principles because, you know, as we remember the Toyota tree, the roots of the tree have to be strong, those thinkings, behaviors, principles at the base. So we spend a lot of time in our product development training and our coaching sessions bringing people back to what are the right thinking and behaviors. And we'll do some activities around that during the session in August as well. And people, I think, will really enjoy it. We've done it with executives to frontline R&D people, and everybody really opens up their minds.
Love it. And it sounds like this exercise could be used in a variety of industries, which I think our participants are going to love.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, we showed it as we worked with different teams, people from HR and other parts of the company were saying, hey, we want to adopt these in our department because it's just good ways of thinking based on some great lean principles.
Okay. And so with that, Matt Elvin, thank you so much for being with us today from Amway Corporation. And we look forward to hearing your active learning session at the 2017 annual conference for the Michigan Lean Consortium. We'll be right back on The Leaning Edge.